Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Reigning in Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In the beginning, Adam and Eve, ruling and reigning. The devil's on the outside looking in. And then it changed. It completely reversed. Now, he's ruling over them. When did it happen? When? Sin is right. But what happened when they sinned? Oh, are you seeing it now? They stopped submitting to the Lord. Because if they'd have been submitting to Him, He told them don't do it. Right? And in stopping submitting to Him, what they begin to do now? They turned around and the enemy saying, do this because you'll be like this. So they quit submitting to God and they submitted to the enemy. And the moment they submitted to the enemy, He began to rule over them. You can't yield to the enemy and reign and rule over the enemy. That's why the enemy works so hard to get us into sin. It's not just so he can say, goody, goody, see there, I got you. There's much more to it than that. What does he want to do? He wants us, you and me and every human on the planet under his thumb. He wants to rule and control this place inside and out. And sadly, he's doing it in a lot of places. Not at my house.
Amen. Not at my house.
Not at our house.
Amen.
Not at our church.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
How can we be different? We submit to God, which means what? We don't submit to Him. We don't give place to it. That's what Jesus said, the Holy Ghost through Paul in Ephesians, neither give place to the devil. Don't do it. Don't do it. Why? Oh, this is so big. I'm doing the best I know. Jesus, the Holy Ghost came on Him, bodily shape and form as a dove. He's anointed with the Holy Ghost and power, like the Acts says, to go about doing good and healing. Immediately, He went out in the wilderness. He was tempted. What's going on? Tempted for what? The enemy sees all this power on Him, all this anointing. He is scared of that. Why? What does the anointing do? It removes burdens. Whose burdens? His. It destroys yokes. Whose yokes? His. He can work for 40 years getting a yoke good and heavy and tight on somebody, and the anointing can disintegrate it in a moment of time. You talk about messing up the devil's business, the anointing does it. Oh, he's scared of it. Whew, he's scared of the anointing. And he sees, the Bible says, the Spirit came on Jesus without measure. When he walked the earth, he was the body of Christ. He was the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher, all rolled in, had all the ministries, all the anointings on. The devil saw all that and he was scared spitless. So what did he do? What does he immediately begin to do? Same thing he did with Adam. Right? Try to get him to yield to him. I mean, at one point, he even came right out and said it, didn't he? If you'll bow down here, submit to me, yield to me. What did Jesus say? You get out of my face. Get behind me. It's written, you worship the Lord your God and Him only shall you worship. What's another way to say? I'm going to submit to Him and yield to Him only. What did the Bible say? The devil had to leave him for a season. Ran out of gas. Didn't know what else to do. And the Bible said Jesus came out in the power of the Spirit. And he walked into the synagogue and demons said, ooh, we know. He said, shut up. Leave. What's he doing? Ruling, reigning. Ruling, reigning. Be healed. Be free. Stop now. What if he had yielded in the wilderness? What if he'd given in to the enemy? Would he have come out and ruled and reigned like that? No. What about me and you? Can we yield to the enemy and rule and reign over it? No. How many remember Samson? God's deliverer. Man, God did some kind of things with him in physical strength. People say, well, boy, Samson must have been a giant. He wouldn't have had to been. The Bible didn't say he was bigger than any man. In fact, it talks about giants being a whole lot bigger than him. It wasn't because his arms were so big. He might have been a big boy. I don't know. But I don't care how big a boy you are. You don't do the stuff he did.
Right?
He walks up to city gates. It would have took a couple of bulldozers to move them. He grabs hold of them. Pulls the posts out of the ground. Lays them on his shoulder. I mean, he would have looked like an ant up under him. And didn't just throw them down, toted them halfway up a hill. How? Anointing. But what began to happen? The enemy, through Delilah, what's your secret? Oh, come on, now you gotta tell me. What else is happening here? Yield to me. Give me the place. Yield to me. And eventually he did. And what happened? Could he continue to rule and reign over him? He lost his anointing. Why? Because first of all, he's yielding to the enemy by even being there with her. Right? Doing something the Lord specifically told him not to do. What's the motto of that story? You can't fight Philistines in the daytime and sleep with them at night. You got to make up your mind. You're either supposed to be fighting Philistines or sleeping with them, but not both. Right? Now, I said that for a reason. How many understand you can't resist the devil on Sunday and yield to the devil Sunday night? Doesn't work. Doesn't work. This is why so many people are defeated in their life. The devil tries to tell them, you have no authority. You don't have any power. You can't rule and reign. It's not up to you. Yes, we do. But the prerequisite for operating in this is that you must first submit yourself to God. Then, if you do that, you're not submitting to the devil. How many stand submitting to God all the time? You will not be submitting to the devil. Then, when the devil shows up, rears up his head, some sickness and disease in your child's life, some problem in your finances, something going on, you're not yielding to him. Like Jesus said, he has nothing in me. Then you look at him, you say, you shut up, you stop now. Stop, not in my house, not in my baby's life, you don't. No, you don't. I shut you down. I bind you up. I do not permit this. And what did the Lord say? I'm backing you from heaven. You bound it on the earth, and I'm going to say, yep, and I bind it from here, and that's it. Right? He backs you. Oh, do you see that? Ooh, glory to God. Boy, if that don't stir you up, something's wrong with you now. When the Almighty says, yeah, they bind it there, I bind it here. And it is bound. They loosed it there, I loose it here, and it is loosed. But do you see, nothing happened in heaven until something first happened on earth. Did you get the language? Go back there, read it again. I'm going to leave you with that verse fresh in your mind. Matthew 18. Theologians have tried to make it say something else. People have tried to twist it around because they love no-fault religion. But I tell you what I love. God. And seeing His results in our life. Being free from the junk of the enemy. That's what I love. You with me on that? Matthew 18th chapter. Back in 16:19, you remember He said, I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. He said it again, Matthew 18:18. What did He say? Verily, I say to you, whatsoever. Man, that covers a lot of ground, doesn't it? What does that cover? Whatever. Whatsoever. What's the next word? You shall bind on earth shall be. What happened first? You bind something on the earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. What happened first? Us doing something in the earth, right? If it was the other way around, he'd have said it the other way around, wouldn't he? Couldn't he have said it another way? Couldn't he have said, I loose it in heaven and then you get to loose it on the earth? If that's the way it is, why didn't he say it? I believe he said it the way he meant to say it. He's right. Men are wrong. Right? I'm going to stay with him. I'm going to hook up with him. And reading it this way, I understand I've got to do something on the earth. Right? I've got to speak up. I've got to bind. I've got to loose. I've got to shut down something the enemy's doing that shouldn't be happening. I've got to open my heart and my life for the Lord to move. Right? Thanks be unto God. We have the keys. I said, we have the keys. We got the keys. If it's good, what do? Loose her and let her go. Right? Say, Lord, oh, we want it. We're saying, please, we're inviting you. Right? How many understand the Holy Ghost is not loosed in all churches and in all services? He's not. But if it's the enemy, we shut it down. Bind it up and shut it. Ought to be a regular thing in life from you. Day to day, you don't do it every breath, but day to day and week to week, something comes up and you realize that's the enemy. That's the enemy trying to do something, and you just stop. I don't care if you're sitting in your car. Stand, you just, under your breath, you don't have to yell and scream. You just say, no, you don't. No, you don't. In Jesus' name, I shut you down. I bind you up. I don't permit this. I forbid this in Jesus' name. And you expect it to happen. Yeah. You expect what you say to come to pass. Amen. Can we do this?
Yes.
Are we called to it?
Yes.
Can we rule and reign?
Yes.
In life.
Yes.
By Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Stop yielding to the enemy. Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil. And he'll flee from you. Stand on your feet, please.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Binding and Loosing, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1001D. That's R-1001D. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
God.